I'd have been so pissed if I fucked that up at the end. What's going on, everybody? Josh Engelman and Ben Razza here for AwesomeMode.com, and we are back with the breakfast menu served up by BetMGM. You could turn your big plays into paydays, and you could start with a risk-free bet of up to $1,000. Just use the promo code AwesomeMo when signing up at BetMGM. Make a deposit and place your first wager. If it loses, you will receive the amount of that wager back in free bets. You can register now and go all in on the action with the king of sportsbooks. The offer is valid in Colorado, Indiana, Iowa, Michigan, Nevada, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, Washington, D.C., and West Virginia. Terms and conditions apply. Now, hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, hit the notification bell so you know when everything goes live, and prepare to listen to me as I continue to go undefeated on my baseball bets, 5-0 this week so far.
You've been rolling. I know you've been eager. You don't want to talk about golf. You don't want to talk about football. You just want to keep it on the diamond, and I really can't blame you. It's been good. I've been average at best, but I can live with that. I'm riding your coattail right now. Let's see if we can clean our plates today.
I've cleaned it twice this week. I anticipate doing it again, and we're going to start here with two strips of bacon on the New York Mets +110 at BetMGM. I've got the Mets offense at 112 weighted runs created plus, ultimately 4 expected runs in this game. Giants, a hair behind, 110 weighted runs created plus, 3.7 expected runs. So I actually have the Mets as slight favorites in this game, even though the betting markets are saying the opposite. I give a slight nod to the Mets offense. They get the benefit of home field. I think it's all basically coming down to what is Carlos Carrasco now? Velocity looked fine. He had a rough outing against the Dodgers that's sort of messing up his raw numbers. But so far, 3.87 xFIP, 3.9 Sierra. Strikeout rate is down a tick, but he's not missing the plate. There's not increased walks. I tend to think it's just a little bit of rust. Maybe he wanted a little bit of extra sticky stuff on his fastballs, and he's losing that maybe like a half run, quarter run. But I think he's fine. I don't really look into that Dodgers start too much. And if Carlos Carrasco is what he was, I think they should be the favorite here. So I'm moving forward with that assumption. Two strips of bacon.
That's bold. I'm not a huge baseball fan, but I do like the Mets. And A, they only play the Dodgers and Giants. So that's an interesting schedule dynamic. And B, they are a dumpster fire. But you've been hot. You've been laying multiple strips of bacon on these with the Rays and a couple others. And I like what you're doing there. Okay, I'm going to a formula that I use again a lot in baseball. It's just teams that are in the hunt playing garbage teams. And one of those teams is the Philadelphia Phillies at home. Little juicy, -154 at BetMGM, but that is the best number. I see 160s out there. I see 165. So BetMGM's got them covered at -154. They're at home against the Diamondbacks, who I've picked on all year on the road. 16-49 on the road. I know it's... I don't have Sierras and all these crazy numbers, but I have that, and that is bad. Can confirm. Phillies, very serviceable, 36-27 at home. They are in the thick of the wild card. They need to go on a run. These are the type of games you cannot afford to drop. Keep it very, very simple. I don't mind if you want to be aggressive, lay the run and a half. You're getting like +130 if you do that, but at home, obviously, I would rather just keep it and say, you know what, Eflin will get it done. Good line. Everything lines up. I think the Phillies cruise tonight.
I have already bet the Diamondbacks today. So
really?
Just putting that out there. Yeah.
Why?
I preferred the Diamondbacks. We'll see how that shakes out. One of us will ultimately be right here.
That's true. We got everything covered in that game.
Continue. Yes, we do. We do. One strip of bacon on this one. This is a truly wild one for me. I'm going to the Minnesota Twins +2.5 runs, -115 at BetMGM. Red Sox offense, 113 weighted runs created plus. I got them projected for 5.5 runs. The Twins, 109 weighted runs created plus, projected for 3.9 runs. There's not a giant gap between the offenses. It's a slight nod to the Red Sox. The difference here is Chris Sale versus John Gant. A little bit of a gap between those two guys. Gant doesn't have much in the way of strikeout stuff, walks too many dudes. But a 4.8 projected FIP is a bit below average, not the total gas can I was expecting when I saw this line. Ultimately, I don't think John Gant is as bad as this implied total shows. I would be right around even money if the Twins were getting a normal 1.5, but with them getting 2.5 runs at BetMGM, I will happily take the minus 15. The Red Sox have like a 6.2 run implied total. I think that that's like 7/10 of a run too high. So I'm just taking as much as I can get at pretty close to even money. Minus 115 is not crazy. And I get an extra 2.5 runs for it. I had to do it.
You're backing some real garbage teams here.
I am.
But I respect that. You know what? It is baseball. These teams do win. I went to the opposite, not of that game, but in terms of teams, like I said, that are in the thick of it. And the Mariners are one of those teams. They're only a couple games out of that wild card, 2.5 games out. They're at home today, minus 160. So again, it's a little juicy. You know, you want to pick your spots with these, but I feel very good. They're very, very solid at home. The Royals, no shock, 24-39 on the road. Brad Keller on the mound for them. The Royals, 2-11 in his last 13 starts. He's bad. They're bad when he pitches. I'm not super confident in when the Mariners are thrown out there with Kikuchi, but at the same time, they're just at home in the thick of a race. And you look at that, that's enough for me. I think these games, honestly, they're going to trend towards minus 180. I'm not going to say minus 200, but if you can see an outlier line and we get one with the Phillies, we get one with the Mariners, I think these teams hold serve at home and stay in the thick of these races.
That is a game that I did not bet on.
I was going to say, tell me you bet the Royals. Just bury me.
If it helps, I would have bet the Royals, but it wasn't. There wasn't like enough in it for me to actually put that bet down. But I was more likely to bet the Royals than the Mariners. But I mostly think that that line was pretty good. So yeah. I'm definitely cheering against you for that first one. That much I can tell you. The second one, I'll let you have.
Thanks. Thanks for the split. Appreciate it.
Best I can do. Guys, two bets up, two bets down. Another breakfast menu in the books. What else we got going on? What else do we need to plug? What are we doing tomorrow?
Well, we're going to have something special for you guys. Obviously, college football kicks off as well this Saturday. Show tonight, Thursday night, me and Matt Kajewski getting things started. Saturday live before lock. We're super excited for that. So make sure to stay tuned there and stay tuned for more breakfast menu.
There we go, everybody. Thank you for joining us. Good luck on your bets. I hope you're tailing us. In particular, I hope you are tailing me undefeated on the line. And I've got some really ridiculous stuff. Good luck. We will see you again tomorrow morning for another edition of the Breakfast Menu served up by BetMGM.